Hello, thank you for holding. My name is John. I'm the Regional Pricing Director in your area. How are you today?
Good.
Excellent. I'm glad to be here. Countdown for the next weekend over here. I don't know about you, but it's always a new countdown there. And I'm speaking with Dimitri, is that right?
Yes.
All right. It's a pleasure to meet you, Dimitri. So, Joni is just sending over some information just to catch me up to speed on the call and everything here. Before I dive in deeper detail of everything, did you have any questions regarding on our program or how it works?
No, she just called me and there's someone like a listener. I'm not really like I really want to jump on. I just want to get the information.
Just again, some information. Gotcha, gotcha. Okay. Well, I do say, I mean, you're pretty new in business over here since August. Is that right?
Yes.
Hey, congratulations. That's awesome. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely. Now, are you still just targeting residential work for work, or are you doing trying to go more into commercial?
Just the residential so far, because like I said, I just opened business and I just want to see how it goes and do like a one step at a time.
That's smart.
I don't
want to
be like a frustrated in a minute.
It can happen. Yep, yep. Good call on that for sure.
Yeah.
And I see about
it's kind of bad that it's not enough work, but it's again like a lot of work is going to be. You don't know what to do after that.
Hey,
so
I
just
want
to see how it goes a little.
Yeah. Well, hey, I'll put it this way. I'd rather have the headache of having
like
work,
a,
right? Yeah.
So the Google, what kind of Google you are? I just like at is everybody using it, or is it some special app or something?
No, okay, yeah. So you're familiar with Google, obviously, right? So
yes, I am.
Okay. So let's say I'm in the area, right? So if I'm near Citrus Heights, about 20 miles out, and I go on Google, doesn't matter if it's phone, tablet, computer, whatever from there, or even on Amazon Alexa, right? If I type in keywords or phrases that you get to choose or modify at any time, or services that you provide, without them even knowing your business name or not, your business will be found on that first page of Google as a top recommended company. Okay, so there is tons of other pages out there, but we make sure because we're a premier Google channel partner, we handle local SEO for the companies, and that's where we place you up on there as a top recommended. Now, one thing I want to let you know is once we work with you, we don't work with anyone else who does what you do in the area, period. Okay, we take it very seriously where we're only working one industry per area. That's it. Okay, so you're not spreading your leads out to other competitors, have you guys go head-to-head or anything like that. Now, I do see you have like a Yelp listing. Is that current or is that something you just worked in the past or how did you get that one up there?
I just like I try to see if it's worked for me and so far I don't really frustrate it and be like I close this deal because I don't know. It doesn't work for me. It just, it's not, I don't want to say like it's outcome because I'm kind of small business. I need it just a little bit, just like a step at a time. But
yeah,
for me, I don't think it's a BS maximum. And I have some reviews and then they have a little conversation with them. People like leave them reviews and then they remove them and they ask them why. They said, oh, it's a computer dude. Said, well, it's not really helping me to grow my business if you guys remove my reviews all the time. And they like last time I talked to him, I have two reviews, and for some reason, computer not remove them. I don't know why. I try explain the kind of stupid excuse, say like it's these customers who left the review, they just like maybe not from the Yelp. So, well, this is originally from the Yelp. Oh, maybe they're not long time in the Yelp. As a customer,
wow.
I said, well, it's no sense. Guys, it's not, I just opened the business, try to make my business rolling, and you just, like, put me down.
Right.
Last Monday, gave me a little bit discount because of this conversation. And probably I'm not going to go anymore because I'm just paying, and it's just, like, some customers send me leads, like, at 1 p.m., 2 p.m., or just, like, it's gonna be like never call back when you like respond, and sometimes if they call back says why are you reaching us, we call for somebody else,
Oh, really?
And I said, well, you ask me for the request, and I send you like a text message to you, and it is like, you know, like a keep fighting. I understand. Maybe I'm paying not so much, but I'm still like your client.
Wow, it sounds like going through the ringer with you guys.
I'm really frustrated. I don't really want to talk about it because my blood go up after that. So.
Oh no! I understand. You have every right. You know. Well, here, let's
I'm
put
so
it this
happy
way.
Deliver reviews and remove the reviews. I just, gosh, what are you doing? Just like.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's select one story.
Don't worry, Dimitri.
Just,
you know, part of what we do. I'll tell you this, man. We get you not just on up to Google, okay, on the first page, but we help you up to 60 different directories as well, too. So I know you had an experience and a half with Yelp over here, but you know what? There's many other directories that can help you out just as big, like Bing, Yahoo, Chambers of Commerce, Yellow Pages, White Pages. I mean, we get you up to 60 different directories as well, too, okay? And those are for you to own. So it's very important that you get your traffic being built up by having your brand really exposed throughout the web, okay? So we really can help you out in that sense. Now, as far as the leads themselves, they talk directly to you. You're not chasing them down. They're chasing you down, okay? So they're getting you, they talk to you directly, meaning you provide us with whatever phone number you would like to be contacted on, whether it's through a phone or through text or even an email or even all three. We make sure that it's very flexible in the way that it can help you, right? Now, the great news is the leads themselves, they're exclusive. How do I mean by that? Well, once we work with you, we close up the area per industry, all that. So that way your leads are not spread out. Like you don't have to worry about us saying, hey, sorry. Or when you call a customer or a customer calls you, they're not oversaturated by phone calls from other people. Okay. So that's how that process works over there. Now, are you in contract with Yelp right now or?
Yes, I'm still, but I'm just like it's the month. This month is off, and I just gonna be. I'll go online, and 2 days I have an office. Probably gonna be canceled, but I'm gonna live like organic. But I'm not gonna be.
Yeah, you're not doing that again. Right.
Party, so I just kind of. I'm just really frustrated. I try like a test. I open my own business. I try like the way like I get the clients. Do blah blah blah. The guy who's talking to me, he's nice and. Explain to me, and but after that, I try to reach the Yelp because it's really frustrating about like reviews, about like all these leads. Like, it looks like for me, it's a scam lead. It just, it's no business, and I just like I try chase them customers. Like, when they send the leads for the request for the code, but it's over. I know it's many ways to do, that's why I'm looking around. So what's the next step? So
yeah, of course you got to move forward. It's an experience, right? That's all it is.
Yeah,
you
it's an experience. Just like a kind of you just keep going.
Yep, I hear that. I hear that, and I do see you have a website up here as well too. Plan D, right?
Yes, yeah.
That's
Plan
awesome.
D sense, yeah.
Yes, sir. Is this? Did you make this yourself? Because it's pretty nice.
Well, yeah, I did, actually, I make deal with the ProDaddy, but I built myself.
Got it, man. Well, hey, I love your work, first off. Now, it kind of reminds me of Mr. Miyagi and stuff. I don't know if you watch Karate Kid. So, the good news is here, we're going to help you out, man. I feel like you've been hurt and damaged from other companies here. I don't want you thinking, like, we're just trying to take your money away. We're a month-to-month basis. With no contracts, and so with that being said, you already know that it's in our best interest that you do well, right? We want to make sure that your business is growing in the right direction, and while saving you money and getting you a good return on the front end there, you know. So far as the pricing on here, I'm going to make sure to help you out a little bit from my end over here. Usually we charge extra for websites on this. I'm going to start off with telling you, hey, I'm going to go ahead and throw this website in on the house for you. So that way, if you need help with a brand new website on here, if you need help running promotions, changing keywords, our account management team will back you up for that as well, too. Okay? So
yeah, it's the same thing like with GoDaddy. So I try to set up and button doesn't work, and I click, it says like a two, and it's like a add like a add, add like
yeah.
Help, you have to push the button. I keep push the button, and I talk to guy like, hey, you're supposed to push the button. I said, it doesn't work. I keep pushing, but it doesn't add in like a, he said, oh, you have to pay more money. So, dude,
what? Oh my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, it's like, I pay for more money, and just like, so far, I'm just like, whatever I'm kind of, I feel like everybody try wanna make money. Just be honest, say, hey, that's
yeah,
gonna be working
exactly.
Right here, that much right here. Not like, oh, it's gonna be $300. But after $300 more, $300 more, $300 more. I
no,
understand, just
that's
like,
not
a,
right.
I'm sorry, maybe I like a short when I start talk, when you guys talk to me, because I have a pretty bad experience. So that's why
yeah.
I like the one of not trust anybody. So,
oh my gosh!
Just tell
Dimitri,
me like tell me
you.
The truth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell
okay.
me the truth.
I'm,
how much gonna be per month? What am I gonna do? And making like let me like making decision on.
Yeah. Here,
just,
I'm gonna be completely honest with you and transparent. I like to look at it this way. If I'm not honest with you, it's gonna bite me in the butt later anyway. Okay. So I'm not about that. And two, I feel really good to work with this company that I'm with right now here at Local Splash because, you know, I really believe in them. You know, I really do. So I'm just giving you a heads up on that. Okay. Now, when it comes to this pricing,
yeah.
you will be grandfathered in. There's no additional cost. There's, unless you want to upgrade in a whole other field of things, that's totally different. But I'm gonna tell you everything that comes with on this price. First page of Google. Okay, 60 different directories, all right? Also, you get an account management team to back you up Monday through Friday. And I'm also throwing in a website on this for completely for free for you, okay? So it's included, nothing additional, all right? It's only going to be month-to-month at $149 a month, okay? Usually, our pricing is at $399 with a $299 setup. Well, I don't know. I just feel that you've been hurt so bad, man. I want to prove it to you and say, hey, listen, we'll do it for $149 a month, not a dollar more. You can cherry pick as many jobs as you want, calls as you want. Your website, you already have one up, but if you want a brand new one, we can build that for you completely for free on the house, okay? And we get that done within the first 7 to 14 days for you. So if you want to add pictures, testimonials, things like that, we can make that happen for you. Your directories will all be submitted
do
within the first
like
7
new,
days.
Do I need like a new web or what's wrong with that one?
So you said that there's things that you couldn't do. I wasn't sure if there's still some things that you need
well,
to
no,
repair.
Well, no, I already paid, and so my button is working now. Because what happened,
okay.
if somebody leave like a reviews on a Yelp, they
yeah.
are like transferring to the Google website.
Oh,
and
okay,
I just gotcha. Try to figure out, and either I think like either way something, but I pay for that stupid button. And now, like, it's a biggest whole deal about this button, and it doesn't, well, just like, try, like, he get me crazy, like I said, I keep pushing, like, what's online with him, and like, he said, yeah, it works, oh, yeah, I said, do you have to pay, oh, yeah, you need to pay more, do you really, why you spend more, like, 30 minutes me pushing this button, and I talk to you,
yeah.
and you never say, like, it's extra money, so you're afraid to say something, though? Just like,
yeah, that's ridiculous. No, let's put it this way: the website is there for you if you need it. Okay. Obviously, you already paid for what you have on there. If you need help with managing it, running promotions or adding pictures, testimonials, stuff like that, we can help you with that. Okay. It's still your website. I don't want you thinking like you're giving it to us in any sense. Okay. We just help you manage it when you need your help. Okay. So the help is there for you. And again, this is all included. I don't want you thinking like I'm trying to upsell you. There's no hidden fees. There's no paper call or job or anything like that. It's just month to month at $149. That's it.
So $149 a month, and I gotcha. So looks like a kind of for me looks like a little scam. So but give me like a little bit more information because as far as I know, everybody wanted like $1,000. You sure it's worth
no,
it
no. Here I'll send you our link
because,
to our
like,
website.
It looks like you're saying like
yeah.
the Angie's List, they're saying like this much money per customer and blah,
no,
blah, blah.
Yeah.
And more
no,
and more,
the,
like a
yeah.
monthly looks like $600. It's going to be like
oh my
easily.
God.
And
yeah.
I just like you looks like $149. It looks like a great deal ever. And I
yeah.
don't really trust.
Yeah, all right. Well, hey, listen, you can go to our website, go on Google, type in localsplash.com.
Logo?
Local. L-O-C-A-L.
Oh, Local Splash.
You got it. LocalSplash.com. Mm-hmm. You can see how much of a discount I'm giving you here. Because, again, I just wanted to help you out here. When you scroll down to SEO packages, the pro package is the one I'm going to give it to you for $149 a month, not for $399.
Local Splash. LocalSplash.com? I don't see anything.
Here, this phone number, 6344, do you accept text messaging?
Oh, yes.
Okay, I'm just going to send you the link so you can see the packages, the pricing and stuff, okay?
Okay, awesome, thank you.
Yeah, of course. So as soon as you see that, you'll see Google Ads Partner. It shows it from Google that went themselves. They're saying our net spend, they show our certifications, our performance, everything. And if you go right below that, you'll see our packages, the pricing on there. And then you get to see how much of the savings you're receiving yourself.
Okay, see your packages, pro. $399 a month.
Yep, and you're not going to do that. You're doing pro package at $149 a month. You said you've been going through a lot, and that everything that's happening is just not helping you out over here. I want to make sure we help you out. You look like you use a helping hand.
Okay, so what's the next step?
So the next thing is we need to build your profile, so that way Google will send out a letter physically in the mail to you, okay? Now, once you receive this letter, then you need to send it back as soon as you can or go online, call them however you want from that point, so that way we can speed up the process. It's going to build your Google profile, okay? Dimitri, how do you spell your name? Is it D-E-M-E-T-R-I?
No, D-M-I-T-R-I-Y.
It's all I's.
D-I-M-I.
Okay, gotcha. That's D-R-I-Y. Unique how you spelled that. Yeah, R-Y, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like that.
This okay. Nobody scam me.
Yes, sir. So, Dimitri, you're not only going to work with our techs, okay? They're going to be there for you Monday through Friday. I know you're probably going to be talking with them mostly from here on out, but you'll have my contact. I'm going to give you my email, my direct line, my extension. So that way you can text me, call me, email me, all right? I'm here Monday through Friday.
So, okay. $149 a month is going to be only first month or like at the whole long term?
Every month is just 1 month, $149. That's it.
But what about next month?
Same thing.
For how long it can be $149?
It's month to month.
How long?
Yeah, so month to month, meaning your until the life of you
so
being
not,
with us.
So you know, it's not going to be changed like after 3 months because it's the most.
Oh God, no. No. We even do a voice verification that you'll hear me say this again. So when we do the voice verification part, it's under recording. So we tell you the exact pricing. Every time,
but
when it's going to be taken out.
Deleted, right?
Yeah, right. I swear you know, because then I would not be with this company myself. Dimitri,
no,
we have 11,000 companies that we help do at the U.S.
No,
and,
I got you. I just
yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. What's the name of it? John, right?
John, yep.
John. Yeah, I just, because so far, like, what I'm in touch, and it's whatever they're saying, like, it's only like 50%. Whatever the saying is going. That's why I try be careful with everything.
No, I get you, man. Please, I don't want you thinking like I get offended. No, if anything, I understand even more. Again, like I said, I'm dropping this price down dramatically, even taking money out of my own pocket here to help you on this one. That's how much I'm.
So what about like a? So you said like you guys are gonna build like a new website. So it's gonna be like gonna get like two websites or like it's only one website?
No,
like
so
a,
you because you own
like
that
a,
domain
for the Yelp.
Yeah.
I for the Yelp website. And so for your website, you guys are gonna build a new one, right? But I can manage to like put the pictures on.
Yeah, so it's your website. So let's say the one that you have, the plan, the plan D.
Oh, that's existing.
Right?
Existing.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah. So if
okay,
you want us to make a brand new one, we could still use your domain, which will still be yours. Don't get me wrong, okay? But if you need a brand new one, we can help you. Right. Yeah. If you don't want then yeah.
Question to you, like again, I'm gonna be stupid, but about reviews. If somebody wanna leave the reviews, so how this gonna be work?
Reviews on your website or on Google?
Yes, on the website, on Google or website. How this gonna be? They still can do or no?
Yeah, they can definitely do it on Google. And if you already can, you do leave reviews on your website right now?
I don't know.
I don't see it. I don't see it.
Because it's like people like often said, I'm sorry, but they're going to remove anyway. That's this
what?
Type of like a,
okay, I do see reviews.
Yeah, because, like,
yeah. I see your reviews on
like
the
a,
pages. Yeah, you got Yelp reviews on there.
Yeah, I have a two, like a, but I don't know where the other one is, so, but it's fine. I just, like, I try to, like, help myself, like, I'm so excited, like, bam, but. Like from one to the inner side, like somebody beat me, and I just I just not trust anybody anymore.
Let's put it this way: I would say to do this. I mean, you could do as reviews, right? But some reviews can be taken down, like you said, with Yelp and things like that, they took them down, right? Well, if one way you can go around this for your website is put testimonials up. That's my biggest suggestion. And our technicians can put that involved on your website, so that way people are writing and that doesn't go away. It stays on your website. Does that make sense?
Okay, that's going to be awesome. Yeah. It's just like sometimes, like, because we're like a 21st century, so basically everybody go by media. So, like, they're reading, like, they trust more about, like, whatever people says. And I don't mind, like, if somebody says good words about me. That's helping to grow my business. And it's not because I'm doing shitty job, and I just want to, like, somehow, like, cover my ass. No, I just want to make sure, like, people know, they trust me. That's the whole goal. I make sure, like, once people hire me, they trust me, and whatever I said, that's how it's going to be. And people, like, hey, we'll leave a review, so, oh, thank you. And a couple days later, I look at it, it's gone. I just, like, okay, whatever. Mm-hmm. But when it's, like, automatically, like, systematically start, like, removing, or just, what the heck, I just kind of give up.
Oh, man. Well, don't give up, man. We got you. You have a support
team.
No,
I'm not give up. I just, like,
keep your head up. Yep.
With Yelp, some people call, like, Angie's List and somebody else. I just wait, let's give me a break. So,
let's do this. Again, when it comes down to what we're going to do, and we get it done fast. Now, we don't work miracles. I don't want you thinking that, but I'm giving you a helping hand as far as the pricing for one. But two, our team is going to back you up. So all we ask for is communication, okay? Your directories will be done within the first 7 days. Just make sure that, as far as a new website and things like that, you keep on them. You say, hey, listen, I want to add this picture. Hey, listen, I want to do this testimonial or this review. That's what they're there for. They're to help you out with that, okay? Now, the listing on Google itself, that one could take a little bit. It could take anywhere from 30 to 45 days to get on Google on that first page. So be patient with that part. But as far as everything else, you're going to have your backing, your supporting, everything as well, too. Okay? So I want to make sure we have this all correct here. Now, Dmitry, how do you spell your last name?
Kramarenko, Kramarenko.
Right. Kramarenko. Nice.
Yeah.
All right. And then what's the best email I could send the invoice and also a second form of contact for you as well?
My business email, Dmitry EMITRIY at plandefense.com. Plan like a planning.
Plandefense.com. And I just want to make sure on your Dimitri, is it TRIY?
TRIY.
Oh, okay. Got it. Okay. Just making sure. And then is this the best?
Yeah, let me just spell it wrong. Let me spell it wrong. DMITRIY.
Yep, I got it. Okay, perfect. And then the best number we can reach you on, is this number, the 6344?
Yeah, that's my business number.
Okay. And so then you want your customers to contact you on this number as well, right?
Yes, please, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then as far as the business name, now this is an important part here for the address and all this, because if we have it off in any way, it takes longer on the process and it's going to be inconsistent on the web. So I have Plan D Fence as your business name. There's no LLC or anything else like that, right? Okay.
Yeah, like a Plan D, like a Dimitri.
Yep, fence. I love it. Smart. I like it. And then also the business address that you have for the business here.
Do I have to put on website?
No. So this is for Google to send a letter to. It has to be a physical address to, you know, make sure that you verify you're a real person and a real business, right?
But it's not going to be on the Google, right?
No, exactly. If you don't want it on there, we won't put it on there. Okay. This is just for your Google profile. Okay.
Okay. It's 7204.
Okay.
Chevalcourt. C-H-E-V-A-L court. Citrus Heights.
Okay. And then Citrus Heights. Gotcha. And it's 95621, right? As a zip code?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All right. Perfect. And then here. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to set up a tech call. Now, you don't have to be in front of your computer. They just ask for an hour window for them to give you a call within that time frame, okay? Now, they're going to go over everything we're going to go over today just to confirm as a second time, you know, make sure that we didn't miss anything and that we can get things up and running, okay?
Okay.
Now, I want to make sure you have enough time. Do you have availability tomorrow by any chance?
Tomorrow I'm going to be busy, maybe like after 2, 3 o'clock, something like that. Maybe 3 o'clock.
You know what?
Because
we can
do work, and then like compressors are working today's off because of the rain.
Ah, okay, gotcha. Well, how about this? I set you up right at 3 o'clock. Would that work?
Yeah. Or if you want, I can like call you. But 3 o'clock is gonna be probably okay.
Okay. Now, so I'm gonna try to call in with them to introduce you guys. But if I can't make it on the phone, I'm gonna apologize ahead of time. It just depends on if I got a meeting or something going on. But I'm going to try my best to go and call you with them to introduce you. Because, of course, you're going to be talking with them for the most part from here on out. Okay, Dimitri?
Okay.
All right. But I want to make sure you're taken care of because, obviously, you've been through pretty strong stuff there. All right?
Well, it's a long story, but it's a cool experience. So.
Yep, it's an experience. Exactly. You know, that's all it is in life, I feel like, these days, right? So I'm going to go ahead, Dimitri, I'm sending you an invite through Google Calendar to your email. Let me know once you got it.
Okay. I got it. Invitation. Okay.
Beautiful. And if you can hit yes on your end there, our technicians are going to hit yes on their side, so that way they show you that they're committed to talking with you tomorrow, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to pull over
you
a
said,
few. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry, you said, do I have to put some push yes?
Yes, you're going to hit yes on there.
Where they are?
It should say, like, yes. No, or maybe. Do you see that anywhere?
Oh, yes, no. So what I need to do, push on yes, right?
You got it. Yes, sir.
So, yes, sir. So much going on. Yes.
You're okay. All right. Now, we're going to go over a few magic things over here for you, okay? I want to make sure the words that we're using to help find your services is everything. So, just off the top of your mind here, I want to make sure I have a few things in here now so our techs start working today. When they talk to you tomorrow, they're not starting from zero. So, obviously, you want to have, like, the words like, let's say, construction or post-construction, correct?
Yeah, like a fencing.
Okay. And then also, is there any other words that we can use, like clean, site cleanup, you know what I mean? Just to see what people will put on there.
Clean up? What do you mean?
So like post cleanup, you know what I mean? Yeah.
No, not post cleanup. So basically, it's like a fence repair, replacing a new fence replacement
and installation, okay.
Design. New fences, like wooden fences, iron fences.
Installation, design, okay. And then what kind of fences? Mostly wooden fences?
Wooden and iron fences.
And iron fences, okay.
Yeah, custom designs and just from basic to custom designs.
Got it, okay.
As like a repair and a completely new fence, something like that.
Custom design. How? Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put, please advise customer may want to add more, just in case if it comes to mind that tomorrow you forgot something, they'll address it to make sure to add it for you, okay? And there's no additional charges, so I don't want you getting worried, okay? This is all included for you.
Yeah, I just want to see how many words you want to add in, how much money you're going to be.
Yeah, no. Yeah, when we get to that part, again, I do a triple check on everything.
Oh, good, for good.
Yeah. I actually take it very seriously myself, okay? So I got you. Just remember you want to add more. Okay, and then far as, do you do any social media, like Facebook page or anything like that?
No, not yet. I just want to see if maybe like, because I want to dump, because I'm kind of a little bit busy and I have a work, I have something to do, plus office,
yeah.
I need to do. I would kind of be, so far I'm a little bit busy, and but
yeah.
So far I have enough clients, but I just want to look for the future and make sure like my business keep rolling, so.
Gotcha,
but,
gotcha. No worries.
That's one
okay.
of the things I will going to be probably do like on the Facebook too, but.
Okay.
Yet.
Let me tell you this, and this is just for the future, because obviously you don't need it now. In the future, if you're looking to have Facebook ads and Facebook business page, we do that for you as well. But now that's a different pricing. It's $100 more a month, but you have a click-to-call feed, where whenever someone looks on Google and they go on their Facebook, your ad will pop up on their feed. So it's incredible how that part works. Don't worry, I'm not selling you that today, all right? I want to make sure we help you get you started first. And then when it comes down the road, you want to go ahead and add that. That's just, I just want to give you a heads up on that, okay? I'll make sure to get your lowest price.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, awesome. John, can you do a favor? Can you text me your direct number and the name? Make sure I have, and I will do as a, on the
actually,
book. Make sure I have your number.
Actually, I already sent it to you.
I don't know if that's you. Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. On the email, here, I'll send you another one. Give me 1 second here. I want to make sure you have all my information as well. Don't worry.
Okay, I just want to, just in case if I need more business, I will talk to you. But I guess
yeah.
That's what I'll, okay, gotcha.
John with Local Splash. I was just looking forward to speaking to you next. You next. All right. So I'm sending it right now, Dimitri. I just sent you the email so that we have on there, that's my email, and then on the bottom is my direct number and my extension number as well, okay?
Okay.
And then while you're doing that, I want to make sure I set everything up here as well. Yes, do it there. And Dimitri, how do you accept payment from your customers? Do you do PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, check, cash, card?
Usually check or cash.
Just check or cash. Okay. If you ever need to change that as well, let us know so we can put that up on there on the line, okay?
Okay. Then, yeah, I try like making it simple. It's okay. I just taking winning for the check and issues getting in the hand.
Perfectly fine. No worries. And then what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna put about, because you want to stay local, right? In your area. So I'm gonna put like.
Well,
you
I try to, but like a. Yeah, local. The locals mean like around like a 10-15 miles. That's no problem.
Yep.
Or like 20 miles.
Yeah, I'll put 15 then for you. Yeah, I'll put 15 miles out of Citrus. Okay.
15 is how far is it gonna be? Like to Little Grove, right? No, 15 is like about 20.
Is it 20?
Just put like a 20 because
yeah,
I'm
I'll put 20 then.
Like,
yeah, just a bit.
Yeah, Lincoln and yeah, because it's you know.
Okay. And then when you want the customers to contact you, do you want all three, text, phone, email? Or do you want just a call? Okay, just making sure.
Yeah, because sometimes they just want to, either one.
Okay.
Just maybe put like a phone call up front and a text and an email at the bottom.
Yeah, okay. Got you, sir. And then as far as your hours of operations, what would you like to be found for, Monday through Friday?
Monday through Saturday, 7 to 5.
7 a.m. to 5 a.m. Okay. All right, perfect. Okay, so it looks like I have most of the stuff here. So we're going to do two things here. We're going to go over a voice verification part, and then we're going to collect payment from there. But I want to make sure before we do that, we do a voice verification to make you feel comfortable as well. Okay, everything we talk about is going to be recorded on this, okay? Now,
okay.
On the card that we're using, though, Dimitri, is it the same just first and last name, or is there a middle initial as well?
Just check for this. It's no initial, I mean, no middle name.
No middle name? Okay, perfectly
yeah.
Fine. All right, so we're going to go ahead. I'm going to get this before. I'm going to send this over to our technician so that way they're starting on things right now. Give me just a moment. Okay. Good here. Sorry, I always, as you can tell, I want to make sure everything is set for you, okay? Let's go there. Okay, so here we go. We're going to go do the voice verification part. If you have any questions for me, by all means, stop me in my tracks, ask away. I'd be more than happy to go ahead and answer any of your questions, okay? And for the questions that I ask, just try to sound as clear as possible so that way, because again, this is on the recording, okay?
Okay.
All right. Here we go. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Plain defense.
Perfect. And please state your name and title within the business.
Dmitry Kramarenko, solo owner.
All right. And you are authorized to enter on this agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yep.
All right. And, of course, you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
All right. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So I'm going to stop right there for a second, Dimitri. We're going to set up a security question and an answer for you. And if anyone calls in, even if they say their name is John from Local Splash, and they're asking for information or money especially, if they don't know these questions or answers, you hang up right away, okay? So we want to make sure you're well taken care of. All right, perfect. All right, I'm going to continue here. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
All right. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Yes.
Okay. So this is the part I was telling you about. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, December 1st, in the non-refundable amount of $149. This will be a recurring payment. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the same day of the first of every month in the amount of $149. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges from your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
All right. So, again, like I said, Dimitri, everything you talked about before, it's right there. All right? So, anytime if you feel uncomfortable, if it's not working out, which hopefully knock on wood, it does. You know, I want to make sure you're in your business for a long time. But no contracts on there. And that pricing is going to stay the same no matter what for you. Okay? So, far as the card that we'll be using today, is it the billing address is 7204, though?
I'm sorry, what, the card?
Yeah, yeah, the billing to the card. Is it 7204? Chevelle,
7204. Yeah, 7204, yeah.
Okay, and then what kind of card is it? Is it Master, Visa, American Express? What do we got?
Visa.
Okay. I'm ready for the card number when you are, sir.
4721-1156-5015-1661.
Great, thank you. And the expiration date?
$0925.
Okay. And then there should be a security code as well, right?
072.
Awesome. Now, I'm not going to charge anything yet because I want to do my triple check first. But before we do, we're going to have 3 questions, okay? So you get to choose any one of these 3. And it's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
Gonna do mother's middle name.
Mother's maiden name. Okay, perfect. And how do you spell that?
CHEVELENKO.
Okay, and we have to put it in one more time, okay? All right, here's spell just one last time.
Yep.
Oh, go ahead.
You can spell it. I'm sorry.
Yes. Can you spell it out to me one more time so that way, because I can't see it. Okay. It's one of the weirdest things on the system. Yeah, sorry.
Okay. SHEVELENKO.
All right, so I have SHEELENKO.
Yes, Shevelenko.
Okay. All right. Let's see if it goes through. Am I pronouncing that right? Shevelenko?
Shevelenko, yeah.
All right, beautiful. Okay, so that will never change, okay? So if anyone's asking, oh, yeah, let's change it, blah, 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 that's not going to change. So don't fall for any of that. You would ask, what's my security question? Don't say, what's my mother's maiden name, okay? So just make sure that's clarified. All right. And I'll go ahead, and this is my third check here. We're good to go. So I'm going to charge the card for $149. You should receive a text message and an email in just a moment here, okay?
Okay.
All right, just went through. It should be coming to you in just a moment here.
Okay.
Did you get a text message?
Not yet.
Okay, so this is going to be our last step because I want to make sure I promise you that I'm going to have everything on paper for you. So I'm keeping my promise right now. I'm going to stay on the phone until you do, okay?
Okay. Yes, I got it right here.
Awesome. So go ahead and pop that open for me. It should be your invoice, right? It'll say sign here for terms of experience or something like that. Do you see that anywhere?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Okay, go ahead. Yep, click that for me.
Yes, I clicked. Yes, I'm in.
Perfect. This is your invoice on here. If you scroll to the bottom, though, there's a part where you can sign your first and last name and the date. Do you see that?
Yeah, first and last. Okay, signature. You have to click
yep.
there, right?
Yeah, you have to click there, and then afterwards you're going to hit the checkmark box. Did it send you anywhere from there, or what happened?
They asked him to click, like, the...
Oh, the box? Yeah, that check mark.
The signature doesn't match. Please try his name again.
Did I have the correct spelling on everything there?
Oh, it's Kramarenko. K-R-A. He put K-R-A-R.
K-A-R, huh? Darn it. Okay, let me change that out for you. Give me a moment. Alright, give me a second here. Okay, let's see if this goes through this time here. I'm going to do it through email, if that's okay with you.
Okay.
And the same process, obviously. I click that terms of experience area, scroll down to the bottom and type the name. Make sure it's correct first, though.
It's just like you send me like voices only.
Yeah, so... In there, it should say to click the same thing again. If you pop out, pop back in on it, it should have it updated on the name. Anything there?
No, just, I don't know. I don't know what I pushed last time.
He has a little spot where you can hit terms of experience or hit here for terms and conditions.
So I pushed, you sent me like a invoice, right?
Yep. There should be another one possibly as like an invoice. You know, have that same area like the text message where it says to sign or click here to sign the terms.
I don't know what the heck it is.
Nothing
so
yet.
Can you
okay.
Guess? So I'm
here,
like the last one you sent me like a written voice. I scroll down and access to the dashboard, right? No.
No, not that one. Right. If exit out of that last one.
Yeah, exit out of that one.
And let's go into that first one that I sent you to sign the terms and conditions again. And it should update it on the name.
Oh, okay, gotcha. So.
Yep.
Okay, got it. So.
Perfect.
Oops. Okay, it says username, password, so they have to create, right? Hello?
Yep. So you create username and password. Nope, on this one, this is how I know you did everything correctly here, Dimitri. Our techs, when they talk to you tomorrow, they're gonna develop this with you, okay? So that way you understand how the customer, how to track everything.
So I don't need to like a login, like I don't need to do like a username password right now?
No, not right now. You're all set for right now. Our techs are going to develop that with you tomorrow. So that way they show you how to maneuver through everything and track everything, okay?
Okay, I got you.
All right, I told you, I keep my promises, Dimitri. I stick on with you until I see it to the very end there, okay?
seems like a lot of things, you know, and can help, but I just want to, I hope it's work.
Yeah, of course. I know it will. Okay. It's just, you know, again, the communication is important, so just make sure you talk with our tech back and forth, whatever it is, and don't ever hesitate, okay? They're there for you Monday through Friday, okay? But
okay.
We'll go ahead and give you a call tomorrow. I'll talk to you at 3 o'clock, okay?
Okay, I'll be waiting
All
for
right. All right,
okay.
Sounds
Thanks
good.
Thanks, John.
Hey, yeah, take care, my man. We'll talk to you tomorrow. All righty.
Bye-bye.